The dry bean scene, brought to you by SRS Commodities, North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Johnstown Bean Company, and BASF, your season-long pressure relief portfolio for growing dry beans. Kelly Bean Company location manager David Hartman gives us a dry bean harvest recap over the northwest part of Minnesota.
Well, the harvest went really good and smooth this year. The quality of the bean was really, very, very good. Yields were way up. A lot of them were around, dark reds were around 3,000 pounds an acre. Light reds were around that 35 pounds per acre. We had some variety of Red Rover that had some white mold due to blight and whatnot. Wasn't that bad of a pick. The white mold is a very lightweight bean, so it cleans out very easy. Most of the time, the machine, before it even gets inside, cleans it out, and really there's no dockage. Everybody got done about a week ago. There's a few here and there, but nothing. I would say 99.9% done. It was about an average. 2019 was kind of probably the worst one when we had all the rain. But this year and last year were very quick, and you know, we had a couple little rain showers that slowed them down. But all in all, it was good.
And Kelly Bean Company location manager Dion Mosgio gives insight into harvest in the southeastern portion of North Dakota.
We had a good harvest, good quality, yields were a little bit above average. So overall a good harvest for our growers as well as the bean industry. Quality was all a good number. Quality, average yields probably around that 2,400 pounds to the acre range.
The dry bean scene, brought to you by SRS Commodities, North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Johnstown Bean Company, and BASF, your season-long pressure relief portfolio for growing dry beans.